Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the angels' messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Hello to everyone. Welcome to Angels Are Near Us. I am Linda Torres, your host, and we are here tonight on bbsradio.com, number one live internet radio. Thank you for tuning in tonight. This is our 55-minute program. And as you know, my sincere intention is always to bring you loving messages and information about the angels, the archangels, and all celestial beings. I am going to invite the angels and the archangels and beings of light to be with us, to bring in your guidance and assurance for the highest good of all. I ask that you remove my thoughts and my ego from this program, from this session, and that only your divine light come through. Thank you, God and angels. Amen. I do want to mention, you know, I just said that we have a 55-minute program. And, you know, the number 55 is Archangel Michael's vibration. So I always feel very safe with Michael's energy on the air with us. So tonight, I just want to talk a little bit of angels, archangels, and other beings of light that are near us, and then we'll be opening the lines. You know, I want to give the opportunity to those who have not been able to call in previous shows to call in this time and get your angel reading. So the angels and archangels, what is their nature and purpose? How to contact these beings of light and how to ask for help? You know, the angels guide us and support us on this wonderful journey of life. So they are a great blessing for humanity. And I think I have mentioned this before where I have said that, you know, the angels were created to be of service to all of us and to help and support us in the awakening process. The angels and archangels are the closest to mankind. And they are pure beings of light, from the light of the Creator, from God, the light force. So the archangels have a most powerful force field at this time with us humans. They have many functions, but one of them is to support us to achieve our goals. They are also great healers. The archangels oversee the guardian angels. When invoking or calling on the archangel, it's mostly important to do so with pure intentions and motives. The archangels, as well as all beings of light, come to aid us in the Most High is good for all and everything. So a reminder is when you make a request, you surrender this to God and the angels and do not think of how this will occur. Just trust. Now, these powerful beings of light are here to serve you. They have never been human at all. So their life is their love and light is purely unconditional. It's a purest form of loving light available to humankind. So they never change. Even if our human mind can't grasp the idea of these beings of light, they never judge us or cause us fear at all. They are here to love, to serve, and to help in the way that is best for you and opening a greater awareness of who you really are. The beings of light are loving, kind, compassionate, generous. So how can we call on them? Well, if you do just a 1-minute meditation, I could call it, you could sit quietly You can imagine yourself surrounded by a golden light. And always imagine a pyramid of golden light around you. And you gently breathe in the golden radiance and imagine each of the archangels on each side of the pyramid. At the end of the show, I think we will have time. I want to do a little bit of a, it's called the Angelic Journey of Divine Healing Light. It's a meditation, and we can do that at the end of the show. So you could have an idea how the angels could protect us. So the role of the guardian angels. We all have guardian angels. The guardian angel is here since the day that you are born until the day you leave the earth plane. They are with you at every moment. They do not leave your side. They are here to guard you, to love you, support you, and they listen to your desires. They know you well and always are on the lookout for your well-being and your highest good. They are here to answer all requests with loving and healing presence of their light. The angels can call upon the archangels, who are the healers, when they see or they feel something that is not in divine order within your life. Of course, if there's a life-threatening situation, they step right in. They just, you know, jump in without our permission. excuse me, I've had a little bit of a cough and cold, so excuse me if I'm coughing a little bit. The nature of ascended masters. Now, the ascended masters have been physical. They have been in human form. They no longer have to be human because they achieved complete spiritual enlightenment while they were humans. Now, these enlightened beings have been called the Buddhas or avatars or masters and saints. They chose to be examples for humanity. And, you know, we live in such amazing times that we can connect easily now with these beings of higher frequencies. Now, you can be drawn to any of the masters, ascended masters or saints. That's fine. No one is any more special than the other. It's just how you feel more comfortable with or whatever you need to learn at that certain time. But know that, you know, all the help is here. The angels, the archangels, any one of them are loving and willing to give guidance. And we need to remember one thing. They're always with us. At any time we ask for them to come to help us, they hear us as we call them. They're available to call upon them at any time. Again, be it angels, archangels, guardian angels, ascended masters, beings of light. But what is very important is free will and choice. We have talked about this. We need not forget that as humans and living in the earth plane, this is a place of free will and choice. And no other vibrational frequencies can affect you if you do not give your permission. Any other vibrational frequencies will not affect you if you do not let them and give them your permission. So you have free choice to ask these angels or these beings of light to come into your life, and they will support you. Again, only in life-threatening situations will they jump in to save you or help you, even if you don't ask. So, I love how all these beings really want to help us. You know, they are here to help us. I was reading, in particular, a wonderful, it's called A Discourse from the Ascended Master Saint Germain, and Linda Steinluth and Dr. Martin Luth write these books. She's a channeler for Saint Germain and for the Master El Moria. And again, you know, they just continue to, the masters continue to amaze me that, because they're so unique in their light and because of their history, they really want to get near us and help us. You know, that's their only really intentions. they want to seek that connection. And again, if you're drawn to any of them, it's because you are ready. You are ready to connect with them. There could be an affinity with any kind of ascended master or any angel or archangel. Again, no one is more special than the other. And you would ask, you know, why do I have to call an ascended master? Why would I not just, you know, contact my angel or the archangels, which are very powerful, to be of service? Well, you could call on any of them. Any invocation of any being of light is enough. Just with a simple question, you can be drawn to any of these. And that will decide for you whom you wish to call. So again, if your desire is to connect with any of these, you can call upon them at any time, during your lifetime, and just honor those feelings where you're drawn to. Again, for me, the angels and archangels are very powerful, and I am always very connected with them. So I am going to give out those numbers so you can start calling in, and we can start giving angel readings or angel messages. The numbers to call in is toll-free, 1-888-815-9756, and then 530-327-7602. The other line is 530-776-5185. Another line is 530-413-4522. So please take advantage, start calling in. We're going to take a short break, like 90 seconds, so I can get ready to bring in the angel messages. So please do call in. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
Hi there, this is Christoph Goes. I'm playing on Dubious Radio, where you can check tracks from my new album, Turning Inside. Because if it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com.
Hello everyone, this is your host Linda Torres on Angels Are Near Us here on bbsradio.com. And we are ready for angel readings. I don't know if we have a caller. Hello?
Hi Linda, how are you?
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Galina.
Galina, what's your question tonight for the angels?
I'm hoping to ask them regarding my, I've been having some issues with my health. Maybe it's not really health, maybe it's anxiety. But I'm hoping if they have any messages for me regarding that. Maybe
yes.
How soon I will experience relief, or is there anything that I need to do that I'm not doing?
Okay. Galina, am I saying that right? How do you spell your name?
Yes, you did say that right. It's
Galina.
G-A-L-I-N-A.
Perfect. Okay, so what I'm getting here, first of all, they are surrounding you with a lot of peace. Um, Okay, there's a teaching and learning experience, and what they're saying, this is Archangel Zadkiel is coming out right now. He's the angel who teaches us, who gives us new ideas, and then you teach these to others. Sometimes I'm hearing that when an illness or disease comes about is that you are ready to move to another stage in your life. You are ready to let go of the old. And it seems like you're in a process of purification, of clearing. So at the same time, you are noticing loving guidance around you or inside of you. Do you hear messages from the angels? Do you have any spiritual practice with the angels?
Yes, I've been reading a lot of books of a lot of spiritual teachers. Mm-hmm. And that happened for the past 2 years that's been happening. I've been very drawn to old spiritual teachings and trying to incorporate in my life. And I believe that I see these messages. I don't know if I can hear them, but you know how they come different ways.
It can be
either a thought or a feeling or... So
yes.
It
seems like you're a little bit more clairaudient because it seems that you could hear easily. So just what they want you to do is to notice those loving guidance that they're sending you or that you're hearing from other people. Again, what you have is not anything life-threatening at all. It's something that you're going through. They call it a kind of a cleansing or a purification. That's what I'm hearing. But they also want to surround you with peace because they don't want you to be at all anxious about this. You know, this is something that a lot of people are going through. So I don't want you to feel that you're different from you're different in a way that you're unique in the way you're going through it. But it will pass. It will pass. It will get much, much better. How is I have an ascended master here. Have you heard of Ganesh?
I'm sorry, say it again.
Have you heard of Ganesh?
Ganesh? No.
Ganesh is an ascended master. And he is Hindu. He's a Hindu elephant-headed. And when you see him, he has a elephant head. But... He's an overcomer of obstacles. So what he's saying that he's trying to help you with these challenges you have right now and trying to clear your path, any blocks of illness or disease. So when you need any help, just call upon Ganesh, you know, maybe at the beginning of your day, tell him to come in to help you to go through this smooth process. So it will be smoother. So it'll be much... He'll be very supportive of you. That's what I'm hearing. So it's Ganesh. He's a wonderful ascended master.
Thank you very much. That's very helpful.
But there's one more thing that I do want to mention. What is your career? Are you working at this time?
I have two kids, children, 6 and 4, and I've been at home with them right now. We just recently moved. But I do have a skill. I'm a hair designer, hairdresser.
Perfect.
And I'm basically trying to get my studio going in the house. I do currently have some clients, and I would prefer it to be a peaceful atmosphere with clients being, you know, my friends. And so I've been thinking about it. I just haven't been feeling up to it. What is the message that you get?
Okay, so what I was asking, because what came in is that, first of all, there's prosperity coming your way. And then what I heard is that your material needs are provided as you follow your intuition. So that's why I felt like there's some project going on, there's something new in your work, and that's what happens when they're trying to say, you know, you need to manifest your dreams now into reality, Galina, because mm-hmm. they will happen. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. maybe you need to give a little bit more thought on this that you're saying, because it will mm-hmm. manifest for you if that's what you really want. Mm-hmm. And I see, you know, the prosperity is coming through for you.
Mm-hmm. So this sounds like a right path.
You're on the right path. Absolutely. If that's what you need, because this is the first thing, you know, I was feeling and hearing, because prosperity came in. It says, but she needs to work on something, like you are working on something new, and you need to accomplish that and you need to pursue it. So mm-hmm. that will give you a lot of peace, which Archangel Chamuel is the one who's saying to, you know, he's trying mm-hmm. to give you more peace in your life. So remember mm-hmm. that when you're doing something that you like, that really uplifts you and takes you a different frequency, and that will attract
yes.
exactly
mm-hmm.
what you need. So mm-hmm. yes, this is wonderful. And you know, your children are a blessing to you, by the way, and also the angels are saying that you have this great bond with children, so it's wonderful that you know you're there with your children.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I definitely feel that.
And
in particular,
your children are those kind of children that are very sensitive, and are like angels around you.
It's so true.
Mm-hmm.
It is so true. That's how I feel. May I ask you another question, or should I just?
Sure, one more, because I don't see a caller right now. You can ask one more question.
Okay, I would like to ask you regarding my daughter. Her name is Sasha. S-A-S-H-A. I have a feeling that she needs some help. She's a wonderful girl. She's very smart. She's very intuitive. I just feel like she's maybe she's doing great, but she's like socially, there is something, either she's very shy or something. I feel like I need to help her somehow, but I don't know how. Anybody coming through with advice? What's her age?
What is her age?
She just turned 6. She started kindergarten.
Oh, okay. She's little. Oh, she's young. She's young, but you know what? She's a very advanced soul.
Yes. That's how...
She's a very advanced soul, and there's a lot of, wow, you can learn a lot from her. She's mm-hmm. she's very, how can you say it? They say she's like very forward. She, in a way, she's shy, but she has this mm-hmm. really strength in her. Like, she's very strong.
Mm-hmm.
She's almost mm-hmm. able to grow into being a counselor. You know,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that a lot of people will benefit from her presence and from her loving actions and
mm-hmm.
from her knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not a lot to worry about her. Just, you know, guide her in a way where you can show her with example, you know, how she can even connect with her angels and how she can
mm-hmm.
learn more about that spiritual knowledge.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that would be her strength. That's what I've been doing.
She has a lot of, she does have strength inside, but it will come up little. She's still young. It'll come up. Just, you know, just have this, she's very compassionate for others too. So just have this compassion for her.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, I don't know. Does she like to be in nature and go out? It seems like in nature she'll be very happy. In the
yes.
park, you know.
Mm-hmm,
near the water.
Mm-hmm.
That really helps her.
Mm-hmm. She likes to be calm, and I feel like she needs to, when she's in a relaxing atmosphere, that is the best for her. Not around, she's not that kind of person where she would be comfortable in a group, and that's why I'm asking you, because one-on-one, she's great with people. She's very personable, but it came up in school that socially she's not raising her hand or she's not participating in the class activities, and I'm
yeah.
trying to think maybe she's just shy or she's just the way she is.
Have you heard about the crystal children?
Yes.
read a little bit more about crystal children. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because
she's
in that realm.
Uh-huh.
Of crystal children. So read a little bit more, and you'll notice how she has those characteristics, and they're just, you know, a blessing. They're a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just see it like that. She's a blessing, and she will evolve as, you know, time passes, and when it's her time, because, you know, she is here for some wonderful reason and wonderful purpose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you don't have any anxiety about that. Just take deep breaths every day. And know that the angels are protecting her and protecting you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Galina. God bless you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. You too. Thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Okay. Let me give those numbers out. Toll free, 1-888-815-9756. The lines are open for your angel reading. Another line is 530-327-7602 or 530-776-5185. I think we have another caller. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is this Lance?
Hello?
Yes, hello,
yes,
Lance.
This is Lance.
Can you hear
me? How are you doing tonight? Good, I hope.
I'm glad.
Hey,
what's your question?
I just really never connected with my angels or anything, and was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about that.
Sure, Lance. I'm trying to see, because here you have some ascended masters. Well, they're saying that you are really in a... It seems like you attract exactly what you need. You are a very strong person. Have you ever read anything about the spiritual law of attraction?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I have.
You really have a lot of ascended masters working with you to attract what you need. And you do have that connection, Lance. The angels are really around you. The archangels and mostly ascended masters. There's also a... Do you have like a... There's a male figure that is very important in your life. And for some reason, they're telling me this. Is it like a father or a son?
Nope, I'm at a loss with that one.
You have what?
I don't know. My father passed away. We weren't close at all. I do have a son.
Okay.
But,
yeah.
There's
a connection. There's a strong connection, and it feels more like a father-son connection. So exactly, this could be your father or your connection with your son. But it seems like the one who's passed on, which is your dad, is really out there sending you a lot of blessings, and in a way trying to encourage you to look for this spiritual law that you are starting to know more about. And so just reaching out there and you know, maybe reading more about the Ascended Masters, learning more about the angels and the archangels, which there are many books about that. And you can also go to my website and you could learn a lot about that. That's angelsarenearus.com. And I have a lot of information if you want to read about it. But mostly you have a lot of strength to connect with the angels. So what they're saying is that, you know, you're opening up to this new maybe stage in your life. There's going to be a lot of triumph in your life. Do you have any kind of spiritual practice that you're doing?
Well, I meditate once in a while. Mm-hmm. I read a lot. You know, it's important to me.
It's absolutely.
It's one of my main drives, I guess. You know.
I know. Have you ever thought of being or practicing any kind of energy healing?
No.
Okay,
no,
you need to read about that a little bit more, or maybe learn, have a class of Reiki. They're really saying to encourage you to look into energy healing so you could even heal others.
Okay.
Because you do have that, you have that healing energy within you. And again, you have a lot of guides that are really trying to take care of you. This male figure, if it's your father, you know, from the heavens, is trying to really take care of you, send you loving messages. And you know that when we pass on, we see life very different, in a different perspective. So maybe there's some kind of forgiveness going on there also that you could look into. Again, I have another ascended master that maybe you want to look up. This ascended master, his name is El Moria. Now, El Moria is a wonderful ascended master who helps with energy healings. He helps clear your own aura, you know, and your own, he helps you even put shield around yourself and others. So El Moria, his name is El, and then M-O-R-Y-A, is a wonderful ascended master also that's very close to you.
Okay.
So I'm going to let you go, Lance. Thank you so much for calling, but please look into that energy healing.
I will, and I appreciate very much what you told me tonight.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. Same to you, hon. Good night.
Good night. Hello, I think we have another caller. Joan?
Yes, Linda. How are you
Hello?
This evening? Hello, yes.
Hi, is this Joan?
Yes.
Hi, what's your question?
Hello, Joan. I have a son who has recently had a nervous breakdown, and he's suffering from anxiety and I think depression, but he's hospitalized right now. And I was wondering which angels should we look to help him?
What is his name?
Clint. C-L-I-N-T.
Clint. Okay. Okay, I have one archangel. I have two archangels, but I'm going to tell you first. I have an ascended master called Saint Germain. Have you ever heard of Saint Germain?
I'm not familiar with him, but is it with a G?
It's Saint and then Germain, G-E-R-M-A-I-N. So Saint Germain is a powerful ascended master. He works with the seventh ray. The seventh ray is a purple color. And what he's saying is that he will send him this beautiful purple ray of light around Clint to be able to heal him. What he needs is to elevate himself to higher frequencies of vibration. So this means that for him to come out of the situation that he's at through meditation, through prayer, and just surround him with a lot of purple light, Joan.
And during his meditation, he should imagine the purple light?
Imagine himself in this purple light. And it's a wonderful, it's a transmuting light. So let me just explain a little bit what he does. Saint Germain transforms whatever is a lower energy into a higher frequency. And he does this with the Archangel Zadkiel. So they both work together with Archangel Michael. So if you bring the three of them together and just ask for their presence. And
Michael, Germain, and who?
And Zadkiel. Zadkiel. And just surround your son in this light and ask these three wonderful archangels and ascended master to come in and to help him elevate himself to his highest good. You could do this every day in the morning, at night, at any time, and just see himself in that wonderful purple light. It's a royal purple light. So
Michael, Germain, and Zadkiel?
Saint Germain and Zadkiel, yes. Now, the other archangel that also can help him, and that is helping him already because we're asking for their help, is Archangel Raphael. Raphael is the physician of God. And you can also ask Raphael for his health, his healing. It seems like he also needs some some different kind of nutrition. How is he doing with his diet?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. In the hospital he's in, they're not really focusing on nutrition at all. And my feeling is there's some kind of a deficiency somewhere.
There is, absolutely.
A vitamin or a mineral or something.
Yes. A lot of people
who will, like, pray to these particular archangels for him.
Yes, right now is Raphael, Michael, and there's a wonderful saint. There's a wonderful saint called Saint Bernadette. Saint Bernadette is also reminding Clint to speak his truth. There's some things that he needs to talk about. There's some things that a lot of emotional things also.
Yes,
so Saint Bernadette is a wonderful saint that you could also look up and read more about her life and how she talks about, you know, speaking up for what you need and for what you want. Again, this is another stage only in his life and in your life that a lot of people, you know, are going through these different changes because we are cleansing, we are purifying, and Clint has to, you know, overcome this because he will have a wonderful purpose after this.
Yes, and I so thank you for that. I mean,
there's lots of blessings of abundance.
These are questions we've been looking for, and a lot of people have been praying for him and wondering who and how and who are the agents of help, and I think this will help.
Yes, this will help him definitely. At the end of the show, I'm going to try to do a meditation if I have time, so if you want to listen into that, that could also help him, okay?
I will absolutely listen in.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Joan, for calling in. God bless you.
Oh, thank you so much. Have a great evening. I love you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. You too. Bye-bye. I think we have another caller. Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Is this Violin?
Yes.
Hello, Violin.
Hello.
What is your question?
Anything that would help me to go further and deeper on my work and aspirations.
Okay, let me see what's coming out. Did I pronounce your name correctly?
Yeah.
Okay. Violin. Okay, Violin. First of all, who came out was Archangel Raphael. And Archangel Raphael, you know, he's the healer of God, the physician of God who heals us spiritually, mentally, emotionally. He wants you to take several deep breaths, like, so you could release a lot of tension that you have. And, you know, when you exhale slowly, you awaken your energy and you release those old patterns that you have. It seems that you've been going, you know, through a lot of challenges. It seems like you're running and you're busy all the time. What is that you do? What is your work?
I organize events and shows.
Yes, I know. The angels are showing me, like, you're going, you know, all the time, very fast, very fast. There's also a lot of nurturing around you, and this is Archangel Gabriel. He wants to nurture you as a child, and remember that you have your own inner child that you have to take care of as well. So they want you to take more care of you, like doing also activities that are important for you right now. What are you doing for fun?
Walking outside.
Walking in nature is wonderful. But are you working a lot?
What?
Yeah.
Yes. It seems like you're a bit exhausted.
Mm.
So they are saying that you need to have a little bit more compassion for you, soften your heart, and, you know, you have to help people, but you also remember to help yourself. They're also saying to write. To have, like, more, do you do anything besides, my question is, what do you do for spiritual practice? Do you have any spiritual practice, prayer, meditation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I have an ascended master. His name is Paul the Venetian. He was an artist. He was a poet, and he says that he wants you to really express that artist that is within you, your artistic expression. Maybe mm-hmm. writing, drawing, painting, something that really attracts you, something that you like to do.
Mm-hmm.
So besides working, just, you know, doing something that could really help you.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you always have to look for things that will elevate again your frequencies, like I was just saying previously. When you elevate your frequency, Violin, you take yourself into a, you make more connection with your angels and your archangels, and you're in a place of more joy, and you're in a place where you can attract wonderful things to you. You have a wonderful career, but there's times that you need to dedicate more time for you, more play and more nurture.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
That's good?
Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
God bless you.
You too.
Okay. Let me see. I think we have someone else. Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello, my name is Maureen.
Hi, Maureen. What's your question?
Thank you, Linda. My question is, I've got some wonderful opportunities that are starting to open, some doors are opening, and I guess I want to give gratitude to the angels that are near me, and mm-hmm. also would like to know if there's anything I need to be aware of as these doors are opening.
Well, first of all, the way it's so funny, the first thing that's coming out that they're saying, have optimism, you know, be optimistic,
have optimism.
Be happy, and it seems like you're feeling happy, right?
Oh, very happy right now. Unbelievable.
That is wonderful. First of all, they're saying optimism. You have, oh, my God, you have two guardian angels that are taking so much care of you, Maureen.
Oh.
They're two females right now, but it says, you know, we are watching over you, and heaven is watching over you. This wonderful new opportunities that are coming in, is it a career or what is it?
Well, it's a book.
Wow.
Book opportunity. It looks like I got an offer, and I'm very excited about it.
That is wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah, very excited.
That is wonderful. So what are you doing, like, playful, besides your book, of course? What are you doing to yourself?
Well, I teach dance. So that's wonderfully playful for me. And but I kind of need to have more fun. I think I need to have more fun.
That's what's coming out. It's coming out that, you know, there's a lot of wonderful...
I'm ready for a partner to show up to dance with me.
I got to tell you two things that are coming out, so hold on. There's a lot of wonderful things coming out of this writing that you're going to do. They love that. They want you to really look deeper also into being more adventurous, into playing. They want you to go outdoors. Archangel Jophiel is the one with you besides your guardian angel, Archangel Jophiel, and she's the archangel of beauty, of nature. She wants you to go outside, get fresh air, you know, connect with the nature and just relieve a little bit of your stress and have fun. And, you know, every time you go out to nature, you have more creative ideas. And then the last one that is coming out right now is, okay, I have St. Catherine of Alexandria. She's a saint, and she's talking about marriage. She's talking about seeing marriage very soon. So you say, are you looking for a partner?
I hope a king will show up for some marriage. I'd like to know what. Maybe I just
start.
What do I need to do to make this happen?
Okay, start manifesting. Start praying. They're saying pray, meditate. What spiritual practice do you have?
Just my own.
Okay.
Prayer, you know.
Whatever you do, just connect with your angels and with the ascended masters and try to be, you're just so optimistic. Just keep on that. You're on the right level, and you will attract the person that you need. Absolutely, it says.
Is it somebody I already know?
I'm not having that information, but it's okay. Saying that something that is, it's coming very soon or someone coming soon. So it could be someone already around you. Someone already around you. And it's very rewarding and it's very comforting. It's a person who will fill you with exactly what you need.
Great.
Okay, so there's a lot
well,
of blessings
you
in your current situation. okay? I'm going to have to let you go because I have two more people on the line. But, yes, there's a lot of blessings in your situation right now.
Thank you so much
okay,
for your...
Okay, Marie? God bless you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, who's our next caller? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is this Jill?
Hi, Linda.
Hello there, Jill.
Hi, Linda, how are you?
Fine, what is your question?
All right, Linda, I'm writing a book, and the book I'm writing is an attempt to heal a wound that's about 35 years old. And I want to know if there are any angels who are especially attuned for writers and researchers and the healing of old wounds.
Well, let me tell you that. First of all, the angel who helps us write is Gabriel.
Mm-hmm.
Gabriel. So what they're saying right now is that they want you to take deep breaths also. Because when you inhale love, and then you exhale slowly any kind of energy patterns that you need to release. So Gabriel says that he's trying to nurture you also as a child. Writing is very powerful for you. Did you say this was something that you were writing because of some old wound?
Yeah, a very old wound.
Okay,
like,
so... They're saying also that they're comforting you with this, and this definitely, it's as you write, this comforts you, and this is helping you, your heart to heal, if that's what needs to heal. It's your heart, your emotional being. Also, they want you to keep on writing, and they want you to take some kind of inventory of your life, you know. And that way, as you write, you heal exactly, because it's incredible, and you must know this, that every time you write, there's so much healing in this.
Yeah, I've been writing a very long time, and
yes.
The concern I have is, it's not whether to publish or not to publish, but it's also in the healing of the other people involved.
Exactly. This is a wonderful thing that you're doing. Michael is coming out, so you have, I'm going to tell you rapidly, I think I have somebody else. So Gabriel is with you. Jeremiah is with you, helping you with the life review. Raphael wants you to really take care of you more, to take those deep, deep breaths, be in nature. And Archangel Michael wants you to remember who you are. You're very powerful. You're very powerful, Jill. You're loving and you're creative. So Michael says you are very loved. Just keep up doing what you're doing. And this will bring you so much healing. So these are the Archangels that are with you.
And the other people who are involved. There were children involved. How do I heal them? Who are the angels who are going to help the children?
You know, children are always very blessed by their angels. I mean, they have their own guardian angels, and they are very blessed. But you can always put them in this beautiful white light and just ask for healing for them and for protection. But Michael is definitely the one who protects us all. Ask Michael to just surround them in a beautiful white light and to keep them safe. And do this in meditation for them.
Prayer, yes.
Okay.
Linda, I thank you very much.
Well, thank you for calling, Jill. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Okay, bye. Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Is it me?
John.
Yes. Yes.
What's your question, John, tonight?
Yes, thank you for taking my call. My question was... It's amazing. I turn on the computer and I had always wanted to catch your show because you work with the angelic realm. I lived in Sedona for quite a few years, and I moved out to Connecticut. We work in. I have a healing center that we started out there. Mm-hmm. And my last trip to Sedona in the beginning of the year, I really made a connection with the angelic realm, which really brought that out in a beautiful way, especially with the Archangel Metatron. But my question was, tonight I was called up to do a long-distance healing, and I really have great compassion for this person and called upon the angelic assistance during the healing. And I was just wondering if you could give me any further insight on that. there's something that I should need to know or what was most appropriate in this timing.
Well, absolutely. There are several archangels coming out. So, first of all, Archangel Michael is saying that you are a powerful being, that you are so, you're such a healer. And Archangel Michael is really, really saying, like, thank you for being there. Like, thank you for being there for humankind, because you are a healer. And the thing about you is that also what I'm feeling, Jen, is that you need to protect yourself against other lower energies, because sometimes, you know, we pick up different kind of entities. And since you are very sensitive in a way also. You're very sensitive, so you pick up these energies and these emotions from others, and then it attaches to you. So Archangel Michael is just saying that he honors you, and he wants you just to keep safe. So just try to, you know, purify yourself and cleanse yourself with the white light when you do any kinds of healings. And that because I don't want to call it anything bad. It's just negativity that attaches to us, or you know, things that are not in accordance with our frequency, because you have a very high frequency, by the way. So what also they're saying is that you need to choose peace with whatever healing you were doing. Just the other person, I don't know what is the case, but just choosing peace. Remember that when you choose peace is where love comes out. So just choosing peace and asking for peace, which you can ask the Archangel Haniel, who is very sensitive and also gives us a lot of peace. There's Archangel Sandalphon, who works with peace, and with he also wants you to surround you with music, with gentle environments. So when you said that you were going to Sedona, that is wonderful, because it's like a retreat, isn't it?
Well, I lived there for approximately 15 years, and we did workshops and seminars with many, many healers. Mm-hmm. And healing, though, itself is what brought me my greatest joy. And we're actually trying to open another center in Sedona at the time, and everything seems to be just coalescing beautifully for it. You know, like I said earlier, because of the recent connection I've had with the angelic realm, I found it to be truly amazing. What you've said affirmed everything for me, because, like, I used sage and white light before and after every healing, and music.
And they want you, yes, they want you to continue to do this, because you have a claircognizance, you know things. And so pay attention to thoughts and ideas that are coming to you, because these are answered prayers. So whatever you're doing to heal others is helping heal yourself and bringing you so much joy and satisfaction. Again, you know, your inner guidance is real and trustworthy. And Michael is saying that right now. Your inner guidance is real and it's trustworthy. So just, you know, also ask for help to see clearly, to feel, to know that divine guidance is with you.
Yes.
So thank you so much for calling, John.
The Archangel Michael is so dear to me, but he's wonderful. Really appreciate your time, and many blessings to you.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you, John.
Bye now.
Good night. Okay, so we have a few minutes left, and I wanted to go through this meditation very quickly. I think we do have like 4 or 5 minutes. So if, you know, everyone who is out there can just, you know, close your eyes. We can take a deep breath, inhaling and exhaling, and know that you are surrounded by this beautiful white light of the angels, you know, from the top of your head, going through your neck, down to your body, and all the way down to the crystal of the earth. This is also a wonderful healing meditation. You can also see a pyramid of golden light coming back up through the earth and again through your body, and you're now surrounded in the brilliant golden and white light. Remember that nothing can harm you in this divine light. This is a light parallel to the angel's energy. So coming forth in divine love, you feel the presence of Archangel Michael. and you see his ray of blue flame that surrounds you with healing love and heavenly light. Archangel Michael says, the angels of the rays represent perfect balance of female and masculine energy to be of service to you and all humanity. Now you feel the presence of another archangel. This is Jophiel. Jophiel, with the ray of golden yellow flame, serves the second ray. It's magnifying with divine wisdom and love, and it amplifies the divine Christ consciousness within and around you. Now you hear, you feel the Archangel Chamiel. Chamiel, who flows in pink ray of divine love. This archangel reminds us of truth, that nothing but love exists. Now we move on and we see Archangel Gabriel. Gabriel, who brings forth the ray of divine white light, which magnifies purity, hope, ascension. This is the messenger who reminds you that divine perfection is already present and ready to be activated in you. Now we feel the presence of Archangel Raphael. Archangel Raphael is the fifth ray of rejuvenation and healing, and works directly with the healing green ray to change what is no longer purposeful and no longer serves you. Feel the divine gift of grace and compassion of Archangel Raphael. Now you see the Archangel Uriel, the angel of peace and devotion, flowing with a brilliant light of golden ruby. This is the sixth ray, bringing the golden fire of divine wisdom. Now we have Archangel Zadkiel. Archangel Zadkiel is here with the brilliance of seventh ray of divine love, freedom and transmutation. Transmuting lower energies to higher frequencies of vibration, this is the power of the violet ray. Divine love is a great transformer. So now, overflowing with the love of the divine, you see all the archangels, while the colors of the rays mingle and merge into this divine white light. Understand that we have offered the archangels the gift of expanding their light within you and elevating your heart with this visit. So held within the wings of the angels, remember yourself as a presence of divine love and a wondrous gift of grace, and so it is. May you be blessed on your journey with the infinite peace, power, and love offered by the angelic ray. So you may open your eyes and come back. And so in closing, I want everyone to remember to please call upon these wonderful celestial beings of light. Pray, meditation is very important. You'll feel revitalized and feeling radiant with angelic energy. Thank you so much for calling in today. I encourage all of you to, for more information, to go to my angel website, which is www.angelsarenearus.com. You can also go directly to my Queen of Angels blog, which is angelsarenearus.com/blog. And there's lots of information on angels and archangels. Well, until the next time, may God bless you and the angels protect you always. Good night.